Bam.
Blog Talk Radio.
There it is. Click the file.
I'm a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my greatest path, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Twice that he needs my help, so you might want to just
really
just twice right now.
Really,
just do it quick, it'll be all right.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We got started a little late, so we're going to go straight to the Community of Faith on Facebook. Here we go. Is anybody there? We even got a notification out of it. Here we go. We will. Just give me a second. We're sending out some notifications we normally send out. Aunt Velma, welcome. Good to have you with us. Brother Mike, I choose to be me. I choose to be me too, bro. I choose to be me too. Welcome, family, as you're showing up tonight. We are going to have a good night tonight. Got a good word. We've had a good time the last three nights. And if you weren't able to be with us the whole night, I encourage you to go back and watch. You know, start where the program begins. go to YouTube. You can watch it right on your smart TV, and you'll be able to listen. This is a good word about sleeping right, and then a peaceful sleep. And then last night we did the 10 valuable verses that anybody needs as a foundation in their life, and that's a powerful message. I gave Sister Lisa a call today, and going to do our best to get this page working on the website so that things can happen, and we can have this information up where people need it. We've got Brother Mike and Sister Velma, Brother Dan and Gwen Keller with us tonight. Welcome, guys. Good to have you with us. Tonight's going to be another one of those good nights. Apparently, Brother Mike, you have to select yourself more than once. In the day we live, in the cancel culture, you never know. It might just be trying to cancel you out. Hello, John. I don't see John, but I agree. Hello, John. Good to have you with us tonight. Isn't that something? Now, why can't I see him and Brother Dan Ken? Guys, anytime you see somebody shine on, make sure that make sure you welcome them, because if you don't hear me welcome them, that's because I don't see them. And for whatever reason, I can't see them. I don't know. Who knows? Doesn't matter. How's things in Michigan tonight? How's things in Nevada tonight? Utah, wherever you are, brother. North Carolina, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. Everybody kind of give a weather report. We appreciate you praying for snow here. I got canceled. Sweet. Been banned, rebuked, punched, and kicked, but never canceled. Okay. Who's ever canceling our brother Mike? It's not a good idea. We take it very personally when you mess with our family. In the KFC Taco Bell line. Woo! That sounds like a good supper, brother. But never canceled. That's interesting. It's the cancel culture. You just never know. Aunt Velma, how's things in North Carolina tonight, ma'am? Call you blessed. Those of you that are signing in, you can sign in and say hello to everybody. We welcome anybody that's a visitor to join in the fun. We always have about 10, 15 minutes where we just kind of hang out and talk. Everybody talks about their day, what's been happening, what's going on, what you're believing God for. And then we get this thing started. And tonight, we got an interesting study tonight that we're going to be doing, which is going to go right along with what we were studying last night, which was 10 power-packed verses every believer needs in their life. If you know somebody who's a new believer, send them last night's program, because that's a good one that'll help you really get established in the things of God. It really is. All right, that looks like that's working good tonight. Huh. Nope, doesn't look like it's working at all. But it looks like rain. We could use 72 now here. At least 52. Brother Mike, is it possible for you, brother, to send a message? Send the link for the program Cowpen, South Carolina, 75 and cloudy. Well, we got North Carolina and South Carolina signing in tonight. That's awesome. Utah. The lady in front of me's total was $283.72. That's a lot of chicken and tacos, Mike. That's a lot of chicken and tacos. There's people who eat at Taco Bell, KFC, that just fell out in the power right there when you read it, when you wrote it. $283.72. I had
Hello, everyone.
I had a lot of echo there. You have a brother that lives in.
Was $283.70.
Somebody's order at Taco Bell chicken.
Oh, no kidding. Seriously?
Hi, Robert. Robert Moldermans is back with us tonight.
Wow. Hi,
yeah, it's good to have you with us, brother.
How's it going?
Everybody keep talking to Sister Leanne because evidently I got to do something new. There it is.
Is the move done, Robert? Are you finally in your new house?
Well, that works.
And when do we get a video walkthrough? Because we're excited to see it, don't you know?
Yeah, we really, everybody wants to see your new house, Robert, so.
Yeah, we want, did you anoint it? And we want to walk through and pray over.
Sister Leanne's got anointing oil and a prayer cloth that you need to put in there.
Yes.
Amen. And be a blessing to you. Look at there. Brother Dan said, hi, Leanne Cottle. Look at there.
Hi, Dan Cottle and Gwen Cottle. Are you with Gwen or are you on the road?
He's in South Carolina.
Oh.
I need to go make friends. Have I told you about Jesus? This could take a minute. Pass the mashed tape and a drumstick. Now, for those of you that might be visitors, this is how it goes every time when we get started here. Because everybody's just here talking about their day, rejoicing in God. And we're getting all the technologies up and working together. And the day will come when we'll have a big fancy studio. And that'll all be done for us. But right now, we got this fancy studio, and God's blessing is on us, and we're glad to have you with us. If you don't see one of your favorite people here, send them a link and say, hey, where you at? That way we got some good folks here. I was praying for all y'all today, and some of you, God showed me some stuff about you. Everybody's like, uh-oh. Hey, Phyllis K. Raymond's here. Gwen Cottle's here.
There's our Gwen. Hello, Gwen.
Gwen's always got such a bright, smiling face. It almost looks like a daffodil face.
It is. Blonde hair.
Blonde hair. Amen.
And a
Phyllis K. Raymond, we love you, sister. If you haven't met our Phyllis K. Raymond, let me introduce you. Everyone, this is Phyllis. Phyllis, this is everyone. And now you have been cordially invited to know Phyllis K. Raymond. Look at there. John Waiter even made it.
Happy you did meet her.
When I left Walmart, Pastor, a man was holding his head in his hands. God told me to talk to him. I kept driving. The Holy Spirit hit me so hard, I cried. I said, okay, Father, I'll be obedient. Here am I. I waited in the parking lot until he came out. He wasn't happy for me stalking his car. I told him, this is scary to me because he ended up being 6'2", 195 pounds. Weightlifting, teardrops, and tattooed from the chin down. I'm just following Christ in my belief. Went from 1,000 miles an hour mad to a big smile and a hug. Said he just had a headache.
Hallelujah. Thank you, John.
Hold it.
Thank you, John. That was a CD.
Do you know what God just said to us? God just said he's concerned about a man with a headache. And he's so concerned, he'll send a man that'll obey to say, let me pray for you with your headache. If you don't love that God, it's because you don't know him. And if you don't know that God that Brother John just talked about right there, because we are going to introduce you to that God. That just got me, John. That got me right down in the gitter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God cares about a headache. Yes, he does. And a head ace. I think Dan was talking about me, a head ace. Come on. God cares about a headache. God help us to listen and not walk by somebody with a headache. Wow. Wow. How many of you ready to go to Walmart and see if God will talk to you right now? I'm serious about it. I love it, man. I truly love it. I thank God you're obedient, John. That's awesome, brother. That is what God just said. Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Dan. Amen. Wow, my. Well, welcome, everybody. Glad to have you here with us tonight. Getting everything up and rolling. For those of you that's here, and this might be new to you, this is how it is every day when we get started here. Everybody just gets together as people are coming in from their day. We all say hi to each other. It's the biggest, one of the biggest families you've ever seen. This neighborhood is like 25,000 miles wide because we got Singapore, Malaysia, Philippines, Africa. And then just go around the other side of the world, and here we come back. Norway, Sweden, Albania is with us, and China. Come on, John. Come on, brother. God loves every human. Makes you. Makes you want to repent a little bit that you've been all caught up in yourself while you're walking through Walmart. At least it does me. How many people have you tried to get me to talk to, Lord? And I was just too busy or wrapped up in my own thing going on. Forgive me, Lord, because here am I. Send me to do your work, just like Brother John just did right there. I'll never forget the day right here in North Dakota when I first started driving and I was in my truck and I was finally hitting the rhythm. Things were moving. I understood what I was supposed to be doing. And, man, Dan Cottle seeing everybody first. That's, I don't know what kind of connection you got, brother, but you're seeing everybody before me and I'm the one broadcasting. Brother Mike. How's them taters and that chicken leg, bro? I'm sitting at the well, loading up my truck, and the Holy Spirit says, get out and pray for that man. And he was right next to me. He was a man from Nigeria, Africa. And, or Kenya.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And I got out of my truck because I had to go check my hose. Because no matter how much God says pray for somebody, don't overflow the truck. Because you won't be there to pray for anybody. And so he drove away. I'm unhooking mine. Wow, she paid your bill too?
Wow.
Wow.
That's
wow. Awesome. Come on, somebody else tell a testimony tonight.
I love it.
Let's just make the testimony night tonight. Come on. Wait, Mike, is that why the bill was so big? She'd been standing there paying everybody's bill?
Oh, that makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Come on, I love it. Anyways, I said, well, Lord, that guy just drove away. He goes, yeah, he did, but he'll be back. And so the next round, because it's the same, well, next round, we're both back at the same time all by ourselves. And as soon as he's hooked and I'm hooked and we're pumping, I walk straight up to him. I'm like, dude, I was just sitting in the truck a minute ago and God said, I need to pray for you. I'm not joking. He started jumping. He goes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm thinking, whoa. I'm like, what's happening? He goes, Brother Sam, I got a mess. He said, I've tried 2 times now to bring my son from Kenya here to the United States of America to live with me. And he said, it was up to like $18,000 of plane tickets that were canceled by the government with no refund. And he said, I got to get my son here. He's got to be here with me. I got to be able to take care of him. And it was serious. I don't know what's going on here, but it ain't ending with me. Amen, brother. I love it. So we just spoke bold faith for him right there and just declared that thing to come to pass. But what was amazing, think about this, guys. What was amazing is I really didn't know this guy. He worked for our company. I really didn't know him much, but as soon as I said, Brother God told me to pray for him, he jumped right in the air and yelled, hallelujah. Well, that's how serious the situation was for him. I am overcome tonight with the greatness of God. You need something tonight. There's an anointing here right now to help you in whatever you need right now. Sunday guys are welcome. How's it? What's it like in the Thumb, Michigan? Glory, adios. Anyways, what was it? A year later? It took him another whole year. One day he called me. He said, will you go eat at a Chinese restaurant with me? And there he was. There was his son standing there saying, thank you that you prayed for me. Well, somebody else talk for a minute. I'm just going to see what you got started, John Wayner. Glory. Glory, adios. Got my eyes leaking and my nose running and my heart full. Don't you love it when God uses you? Say it. Here am I, Lord. Send me.
Here am I, Lord.
Here am I. Send me. I'm proud of you, brother. God's changed your life, man. Wilma, welcome. Everybody is seeing everybody before me.
I know. I haven't seen half of
them
yet.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as you guys see people sign, make sure you say hello to them. Wow, that's amazing. Robert Mulderman, bless buddy. Wilma, everybody's kind of telling testimonies. We've been sitting here shouting and crying. So tell us something good, ma'am.
We're loving it.
Well, I know what's going on in my end, guys. I was sitting here praying for everybody today. Well, hallelujah. Come on, Wilma. And I had two of my friends call me and let me know where they are. Two people I've been praying for. Saying, Lord, I need to know where these guys are. Two of them called me in one day. Then Brother John comes in telling his story. Hallelujah. Brother Mike tells his story. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got to start over there. I have to be obedient.
Glad you did. That's the one thing, is frequently talk yourself out of doing something that you think you were being, you know, unctioned to do. But never are you disappointed when you do follow through. So why do we even question? It's good for the world.
Yeah. Especially when it's a strong unction like that. Just learn to say yes. Just learn to say yes. You never know what's going to go on that you got to be able to find. You got to say help somebody get past something. You just don't ever know. It's like that day over here at the restaurant. Brother Tim and I were eating lunch. Or kind of like afternoon something. I don't know what it was. And I had my Bible with me because I carry my Bible everywhere I go. Start carrying your Bible everywhere you go. That'll open doors for you and give you opportunity to speak. Mm-hmm. And you might even open it up and read it. Mm-hmm. Tim got up and left. And I love you, Tim. God bless you. We're looking forward to seeing you again, man. I don't know. I was texting some of you or something sitting there. Shannon, Tony, welcome. Love you, man. Been praying for you and Mike all day. God bless you guys. As I stood up to leave, this guy sat at the table next to me says, is that a Bible? I said, yeah, it is, brother. He goes, then you're carrying it with you. I'm like, yeah. I walked over to him. I'm like, you a Christian? I'm a believer. I sat down. We've been best of friends ever since then. Brother Leo, love you, man. Love you. Glad to be in your life. Brother Leo is the guy that we took communion with down at the truck stop on Easter Sunday sunrise service. First time he'd had communion in 20 years. If he tells you the story, believe his story. I'm just taking a stab. Hey, Rebecca Smith is with us tonight. How are you, ma'am? You and your new phone? Thank God for the new phone tonight. Looks like everybody's getting in line. Got a good crowd here tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about and work on be reconciled to God. It's not of works, because man will boast.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Be reconciled to God. It's not of works, because man will boast. Just spent some time with Mary, Pastor Rick. You are, wow, I went trucker on you, Shannon. I was going to say, you lucky dog, but I'm not going to say that to you, okay? I would never call you that. I'm just letting you know I was starting to go all trucker on it, and I don't need to do that. What a blessed opportunity to be able to spend some time with Sister Mary Pastovic. Amen. Amen. What a night. Anybody else got a testimony of something God did for you today or you did for him? We're just having a good time talking. We'll kick this thing in gear here in a little bit. And now, I know that you people here in the community of faith, you don't see me crying a lot. Because I'm real strong and tough in God. And all right, love, you going to come talk? I can't talk. I'm a giant killer. I haven't been able to find my brother here in a while. And I said, Lord, I got to find Warren. And he called me today. So let's pray. We got an update on Donnie Jr. Brother Warren, you made my day, man. Thank you. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, of the kingdom of heaven, as ministers of reconciliation, as the hands and the feet of God Almighty, and his body, the fullness of his body. It's to our brother right now, and we declare life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
To our brother Warren right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare life to every cell and every tissue you have, my friend. I declare life into your spirit and your soul and your body. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. I declare over every detail of this situation that the angels of Almighty God grab every detail and slam it together in such perfection that people will stand by and look and say, what has just gone on in this man's life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? God instructs you to pray a prayer by the Spirit for Brother Warren. Make sure you click the reply button and make your message known to our brother by the Spirit of Almighty God. I declare in the name of Jesus, according to our verse of the month, John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And Jesus in Acts chapter 1 said, he showed himself to his disciples by many infallible proofs after his suffering, and he presented himself. Father, in the name of Jesus, present yourself to our brother Warren in every part of his life.
Amen.
In an infallible proof by the angelic angels of Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray it right now. We declare it right now. By the anointing of God flowing through us, we declare the presence of God and the power of God heals every cell, every tissue, every joint, and the very marrow of the bones functions together properly. I declare that that Harley is now an amazing another Harley. It's a new brand, the another Harleys, in the mighty name of Jesus. And our brothers back up and riding full force, full strength, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Every cell, every tissue, every joint in this body, blessed, healed, healthy, and whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. And it said, they brought the maimed, the halt, the blind, the deaf, and they laid them before Jesus. And he healed them all. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living on the inside of my brother. I know it. And I declare that same spirit produces life inside your mortal body right now. In the name of Jesus. Donnie Jr., we command you, rise up now in the name of Jesus. Travis, with the blood, with no blood clots, strength in your body, soundness in every organ and every tissue that you might have out of order. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we speak over Donnie Jr. and Roger and Julie and don't know that name, Devin, and Ruben, El Talina, Ben and Darlene, Susie. I declare over you, Susie, you are up and out of that hospital in the name of Jesus. The Baker family, Audrey Van Gessel, and your kids, Ron and Chris, Brenton and Owen, we declare life for Velma, Joy, Mikey, and Claire right now. Christine and Rebecca and Gabby Tennant, in the name of Jesus, life and healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Erica, you have life. Teresa Dowd's mom, Roseanne, life. Life, life, and healing to the Davis family. I declare Debbie Davis, wake up. Come back perfectly healed and restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Austin and Dane, Amanda, Miracle Man, and Joey, is that his name? Yeah. Threw the other one away?
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, we declare it right now. DJ and Nate, healing in your bodies. Sherry Gilbert, Chris Timmer, and Julie, and then we have Michelle, and we're adding Warren right there. Life and life more abundantly too. Debbie, your dialysis is healed. Wait, your kidneys are healed. Everybody say it. All this is done.
All this is done.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Aunt Kathy Angaroni gave us the name of her son on that other sheet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah
to the Lamb of God. Amen, Sunday. All this is done. Now watch this. Everybody sing for a minute. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else looks like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. We exalt your mighty name. You deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. We exalt your mighty name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Somebody shout glory be to God or something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We'll remind you again, we're live here with Facebook Live. We're live over on YouTube. And we're live on Blog Talk Radio all at the same time. So one way or another, we can reach you and be a blessing to you. And if you don't have good signal and you can't get YouTube or Facebook, you can call in on our Blog Talk Radio number, 516-387-1459. And you can listen on your phone with just a phone number. It's called Blog Talk Radio. Oh, wait, Blog Talk and Listen Radio. It'll be a blessing to you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't you just love this family?
Yes, I do.
I just love our family. I do. I just love us. I love what we are. I love who we are. You know? Any man of God who leads a group of people like you, to see you people, you believers, this family, toward Brother Warren and start praying for him?
Yeah. Yes, it did. It makes us just want to squeeze.
You don't know what that does for us to see you doing this word that we teach and we live. And you guys being strong. Thanks a lot, John Wainer. You got me crying all night now. I want to take communion right now, and we'll get to the Word of God in a minute. You know, way back in the beginning days, we'd take communion twice every night, because we had the early crowd and the late crowd showing up. But in recent days, Holy Spirit's been leading us this way. But I just, we're going to just follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit tonight. Thank you, Shannon. Shannon, Tony, you're one of those people who put great courage on the inside of us.
Yes,
20 points to Wayner. Now, you might say, well, I'm not a member of your church. No, no, no. There ain't no member of a church verse in the Bible anywhere to take communion. That's not in the Bible. That's what man does. If you're a member of the body of Christ, then you can receive the broken body of Christ anytime it is given. Unless you got some kind of weird nut up in the front saying, nobody, if you don't belong to us, you can't be here. Well, God bless your stupid ignorance, but don't act that way because that ain't Jesus. Jesus is all inclusive. I've taken communion with the Baptists and the Methodists and the Episcopals and the Catholics and the Charismatics and the Pentecostals. I've taken it here with you. I took it one day with a young man on the flight line in Iraq in the combat zone. Mike, are you calling me Benita? What are you doing?
No,
he thinks you're pretty. Wow. Help me, Jesus. Here we go. So I want you to all to take communion with us if you can. They put the verses in. Grab your Bible and read right along with us. Verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, all of it, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 5, chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, I love this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, perfect love cast out fear and the torment that comes along with it. Pastor, I've never heard anybody use that in communion before. I know that's usually because they're trying to mix fear in the communion service instead of letting the communion service be filled with love and faith.
Amen.
If you're here tonight and you have a bad heart and you take communion, it's going to hurt you. But all y'all that's here, you don't have a bad heart. Why am I going to preach about it? When Paul conclusion of the whole matter is this. Let a man examine himself and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. I know it's a different doctrine that many teach, but guess what? It's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
It's what the book says. God's holy word. Examine your own heart and then eat the bread and drink the cup. And that's what we do. You might say, Pastor, I'm not really right with God right now. Well, pray these prayers with us and you'll be right with God because we're going to lead you into prayer. I don't do this 5-minute communion service on purpose. I believe that that disrespects our Jesus. I believe it. You ready? Pray this prayer with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to the word of God.
According to the word of
Jesus
God.
Is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in through Jesus.
And I enter in through Jesus.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter 1.
When I receive you.
When I receive you.
You give me the power.
You give me the power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
Do this with me. Take all your sin in your hands. And just dump it out and say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I have no human ability to fix it.
I have no human ability to fix it.
Do this. Say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness, Jesus.
Fill in every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
The free gift of righteousness.
The free gift of righteousness.
Let it wash you, guys. Let it fill you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family. This is who we are and it's what we look like.
Yeah.
You have to wear a Harley shirt in order to be a part of the family. Not really, but you know. You might say, Pastor, that's the first time I've said that prayer in a long time. Welcome. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You should have experienced it. You went from fear to faith. One prayer. You went from your sin, which you have no ability to beat, to Jesus' righteousness, which you can't do anything except just accept the free gift. And I love this. You've been adopted into the family of Almighty God. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout glory be to God. Welcome to the family. They're going to put my email address and website in there. And I want to help you walk with God. That's what this community of faith does. It helps people walk with God. We want to see you established. We want to see you build up. We want to see every traumatic event in your life totally. Let me say it differently. We want to see you set free from every traumatic event in your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now that you're right with God, hurry up, run and get some communion elements, and you'll be here receiving communion with us. Get you some bread and water. Hey, the guy on the flight line in Iraq, he had Cheez-Its and a Gatorade. And I'm like, that'll work, brother. And when I got done, he said, Pastor, with all due respect, sir, you sounded like Donald Duck. And I said, well, you sounded like Daffy, but at least we took communion together. And that's what we're here for. And we truly want to be a blessing to you in your life and family. Kelly Delkert, welcome. Good to have you, young lady. Now, here we go. Are you ready? Here's how we do it. Hold your elements up and let's bless them. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Let's receive the broken body of Jesus together. Thank you, Lord. That the word of God declares, for the joy that was set before you, and that joy was all of us. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Everybody pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every
has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
The throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment.
For my assignment.
My dominion mandate.
Dominion mandate.
On this earth.
On this earth.
By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of
and the word of my testimony,
the word of my testimony,
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
the accuser of the brethren,
the accuser of the brethren,
is cast down in my life,
cast down in
and
my
there
life.
Is no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be
the glorious church, without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive Jesus' shed blood. And like Sister Kathy Angaroni asked us, you guys taking shots? Nope. My first time of seeing that little red cup, I said, I found me a communion cup. Because there's enough communion in there, juice, to wash down that cracker I'm getting ready to eat. And it's red like the blood and white like the result. Can we get an amen from God Almighty? You know, let's sing another song. We haven't sang a song here in a while. Let's sing this one. Let me grab the words. This is how I fight my battles. You guys like that song, don't you? Now, you know, I don't have no musical instrument here yet, but I don't know where you are in Williston, but show up already, would you?
There's Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Kathy Angaroni. Kathy Angaroni, I truly believe, Kathy Angaroni is first or second in line for making us laugh the hardest.
Yeah. She was second.
Because that was a good night that night. Oh, wow. Look at these. Look at this. It's just all messed up. So somebody just talk for a minute.
Well, let me grab it.
All right. I don't know why you do this to me.
Surrounded, right?
Yeah. You got it in there?
Yeah.
Already? I do too. Let's see who shows up first.
Really?
Yours is going to show up first because mine has totally disappeared and I cannot
see. I see yours.
Okay, Angaroni, we're blessed that you found this. Here we go. Sing this with me. There's a table that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemy. It's your body and your blood it shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. There's a table that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood it shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. And I believe you overcome. And I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. And I believe you overcome. And I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. They may think that I'm surrounded, God. I'm surrounded by you, Lord. They may think that I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Lord. They may think that I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Lord. They may think like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. I'm your body. I know that you're with me. Surely goodness and mercy follows me. My weapons are praise and thanksgiving. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. And I believe you overcome. And I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. And I believe you overcome. And I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. Now pause. I was trying to change keys and I can't get it. Wait. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us shall stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. Hold on. Isn't that something? I didn't put the right song in there. What happened? There it is. There it is. The power of darkness comes in like a flood. The battle belongs to the Lord. He raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. Can I have some coffee while you're up front?
Sure.
Somebody shout glory or something.
Glory.
We don't clap often. Let's give the Lord. Let's give glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I think we're having a good time tonight. Don't worry, it's not always this crazy around here. Sometimes it gets crazier. But God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Holy water is also a great song. Helps me get going some days. That holy water song will help you get going most days, because that's got a good beat. It's got a good guitar. And it's holy water, man. And that works whether you're a Catholic or not. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have every one of you with us. You know, let me see. Kathy Angaroni, Mary Pastorick, Kelly Delkert, Wilma Balma, Brother Warren Walsh, welcome. We're glad to have you with us, Warren. You can't imagine, brother, how much your phone call helped me today. I'm just telling you. And you too, Rudy. You too, Rudy. Love you, man. Let's give a few announcements like we would normally do a little bit. And then we'll get into our teaching for tonight. We got a good word tonight. Listen to the word tonight. This word tonight is be reconciled to God. It's not of works because man will boast. That's an interesting thought, isn't it? Now, I know Brother Mike was calling somebody Bonita a while ago. I know it can't be me because Bonita doesn't have anything to do with me. That's a feminine word. Bless you, Mike. Love you, brother. Excited for you and Shannon, man. God's blessing is on you. His hand is with you. Glory be to God on high. Glory be to God. Those of you that's joining us right now, you're new, make sure you click like or love or something so that we can have your name, because we pray for every one of you by name as soon as the program is finished. And we'd like to add your name to our list of people that we pray for and believe God with. Our prayer every day is that the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it will be with you and your family in everything you do. Those of you that send in your tithe and offering here, thank you so much for helping us do the work of the ministry. You ain't seen nothing yet. This tent of meeting is going to happen. And what we're doing now is going to go exponential, man. And I thank you for your faith. Those of you that are worshiping with us every night and evening, we start worshiping about 5 Central, 6 Eastern. If you want to be included in that list, it's a messenger list. And we just add your name to it. And we pretty much keep information in there about the tent meeting and walking with God. And we're glad to have you there. It's not going to be called a tent revival. It's going to be called a tent of meeting, where the presence of God's going to show up. It's what he showed me. Presence of God is going to show up and manifest like it did for Moses and Joshua.
Amen.
Now, you might say, Pastor, I don't even know how all that's going to work. I don't know either. I do not know either. But I am convinced in the last 3 months, our God is doing what he's going to do, and ain't nobody can get in his way. And all you, I heard Brother Mike say it one day. Brother Mike said, I know this, God is moving, and the only way to stop it is to put my hands in the middle of it and get in his way.
Yeah.
Next statement was, I ain't doing it, or something like that. Mike's very proper. He may not have said ain't. But I just thought, man, how often in our life has that statement been a good one? God's doing something, and I'm not going to get in the way by an act of my flesh and mess it up in any sense of the word. We're just not going to do that. And so we welcome you for being here tonight. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Any of this information we have on here, if you're like, Pastor, I really need this subject. Whatever the subject is that you need information on. If you want to study something specifically, or you can see in your life, I need to study that specifically. Mm-hmm. Send us an email and say, Pastor, I need to study this. Because I guarantee you, we've got a video that covers it. Mm-hmm. We've got over 350 videos. That's a lot of videos.
Yeah, they're full teachings.
And they're full teachings, and they'll be blessing to you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And all you got to do is just jump in and apply yourself, and God Almighty is going to do a mighty work in your life in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, Sister Kathy Angaroni, it's good to see you here tonight. I know I wrote your son's name down.
Joey.
Joey, okay. But I couldn't find it a minute ago when we were praying. And so Sister Leanne's got it. That's why you always pray a good sister. Because they got good records keeping skills. Thank God for all the good sisters in Jesus' name. Okay, everybody watching all the comments? I can't see them all. If I missed anything, we got to pray for or do. Sister Leanne, but Mike, I haven't seen Dave and Gwen yet tonight. Dave and Gwen, we love you.
But I see Mike put the right lyrics in for you. Thank you, Mike.
Mike put the right lyrics in.
He did. I was out in the kitchen. I could hear you saying, I put the wrong song in. I was thinking, oh, no, by the time I get in there and find it, it'll be done. But Mike got it. He's got your
back. Not sure what that statement is, but I was reading it, and I'm like, well, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Here we go. Let's get into them. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
I love the word.
There used to be a song. Yes.
Yeah,
song.
One of you should have written a song.
Yeah.
Brother Warren's probably written a song, I love the word.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Be reconciled to God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Was it you? Gwen must be.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Gwen. It was somebody that goes under the alias of Samuel J. Cotto.
Hallelujah. We have a great time here. And don't worry about it. It's all good. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Wait, is that right?
I don't know.
Make sure I read my notes right here. I love and adore the word. Amen. Here we go. Galatians chapter 2. And we are going down to, where does it keep going? Verse 16. Let's go and let's read. I want to read from 11 to 21. Galatians 2, 11 to 21. That's where we're going to get going. And we're going to have a great study. I hope you're ready to study the word tonight. I've only got about 5 or 10 verses. And then we're going to deal with last night's 10 verses. Ready? Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says
I
am.
I go do what it tells me to do.
Do what it tells me to
today
do.
I will be taught the word of God.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
And it is changing my life.
And it is changing my life.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
I receive it as a seed.
I receive it as a seed.
That is producing. 100-fold
and more.
In my life.
In my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. You know, Shannon, let me ask you a question. You made that comment to Mary Pastorick telling us you got an experience to something that happened today in praying in tongues. And you want to ask a question. If you do, make sure you put it in or just call in and let us know. I didn't mean to move right by it. But it looked more like a comment that you were responding to somebody than you were addressing me. So if I missed that, make sure you let me know. I don't want to miss it. All right. Thank you, sister. Love you. Ready?
Ready.
Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. When Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face. That's pretty serious, isn't it? Because he was to be blamed. That's even more serious. 12, for before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles, but when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. That's really serious. Don't be two-faced. And the rest of the Jews also placed the hypocrite with him, played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. Don't be carried away with hypocrisy. Amen?
That leaven.
A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Dr. Barclay was talking about that today and the morning program. Okay, that's cool. That's cool, Shannon. That's what it looked like. I just want to make sure if there was something there, I wanted to make sure we addressed it. Bless you. Love you guys. Verse 14. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before all of them, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of the Gentiles, not as the Jew, why do you compel Gentiles to live as a Jew? Somebody say straight up.
Straight up.
Straight up. 15. We who are Jews by nature and not sinners are the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even if we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ. What does the word justified mean? Say it out loud. Just as if I have never sinned. You might want to write right there in your Bible. I just did. Justified. Just as if I never sinned. I'm going to read it again. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For the works of the law, for by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. Everybody pause for a minute. You know what that means? It doesn't matter how hard you try. In the works of your own strength, you cannot reach the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Just pause. Just let it sink. I'm going to take a drink of coffee. In a lot of churches that will tell you, if you just try harder, that's the works of the flesh. They'll say, focus, you got to be focused, get very focused, just think focused. That's the work of the flesh. They'll say, well, if you live right and you just do good. No, that's the work of the flesh. To as many as received him, to them he gives the power. What in the world do you do to receive a gift except put your hands out and bring it to yourself? Say it. It is not of my works.
It is not of my works.
That way nobody can boast.
Nobody can boast.
See, guys, when it turns into a works situation, man always boasts. When it turns into works. Why? Because works are an act of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And then men boast. You want to know who the number one boasters in the flesh was in the whole Bible? Paul, who wrote this book. You want to read it? Philip. Read the book of Philip. Philippians chapter 3. We'll come back there. Nobody freak out. Watch this. This is Paul. Philippians chapter 3. Let's start with verse number 2. And we'll go down through 11. Watch this. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. What was the mutilation? Forcing men to be circumcised. Now, in our day, men are circumcised out of cleanliness. All right. But back then, in the Old Testament, it was a sign, seal of God in your life. Keep watching. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. Say that would be me. rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. What's that mean? Your flesh is not going to get you into righteousness where you got to be, the righteousness of faith. Your faith in God saying, I receive you, is what makes you righteous before God. And when you say, I receive the righteousness of Jesus, he gives you all of his righteousness, which now makes it possible for you to overcome anything. I've been studying this about myself and what I've been saying, because I don't want any of you to be discouraged in this. You might say, Pastor, you seem like you don't sin. You're right. Let me just say something to you. I spent a lot of years as a Christian wrestling with the flesh and anger, attitudes. You know, if you're in the ministry, you got an opportunity for an attitude every day. All right? So just because you're in the ministry don't mean that all goes away. You're dealing with people, and you're dealing with people who are in the throes of life. So I get serious. So it's not like I've never sinned in my life. So I don't want anybody thinking I'm sitting there saying I'm the most perfect man there ever was. Wait, the only thing that makes me perfect now is the blood of Jesus and the righteousness of God. But in those, all of us are perfect.
Yeah.
You might say, yeah, but I'm not. Well, but listen, yeah, but you are. The only thing we got to get fixed is the knowledge and the revelation of that knowledge. So I don't want anybody to be discouraged. If you say, I'm fighting the flesh in a way I just don't know how to win. Ready? Every day when you wake up, say, Jesus, I receive your righteousness filling every part of my life. Say it. I receive your righteousness filling every part of my life. Ready? Say it again. Say, my righteousness is filthy rags. I receive your righteousness filling every part of my life. See, now what happens is you're not functioning in your righteousness. You don't have any. There's no rightness in your flesh. The only righteousness you get is from Jesus. And his righteousness is perfect. Let's keep reading about Paul getting ready to brag, but he wasn't bragging. Verse 4, though I might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I even more, circumcised on the eighth day. That's his first bragging point. I'm of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin. I have a doctorate degree in Hebrewism. Concerning the law, a Pharisee. That's the height. Concerning zeal, I persecuted the church. Concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ. Hi, Robert. Love you, brother. Good to have you with us tonight. See, what's Paul doing? Paul's telling you everything he could brag on in the flesh because those are all the things he did. Paul was so perfect in the acts of the flesh, he was killing Christians in the name of God. You want to know how much God liked that? He did. And Father sent Jesus on the road to Damascus and said, hey, dude, your day is done.
What are you doing?
Why are you persecuting me? Do you notice that Jesus didn't say, the church? He said, why are you persecuting me? Why did he say me? Because we are the body of Christ. I believe that Jesus showed up and gave Saul of Tarsus a little bit of a push, like, hey, dude. And when Saul hit the ground, he's like, whoa, Lord. The glory hit. He better be glad glory hit, because He was getting ready to go straight to hell.
Yeah.
Because Jesus showed up that day. The anointing showed up to destroy the yoke. And Saul of Tarsus was the yoke. Say it.
None of that stuff.
Can be brain done.
Amen.
Wait. Your perfect attendance pin? Brother Mike Warnke had a good statement about that. All your perfect attendance pin does is poke a hole in a good suit. Because it doesn't mean anything in God. Might mean something to man. It's like the church that gave a man a button that said he was the humblest man in the church. The board got together and said, he's so humble, we should honor him. And they got him a big button that said, I'm the humblest man. And when they handed it to him and he accepted it, they said, nope, you're not. And they said, take it away from him.
Because he was willing to receive the thing
that they did. Right. Trap.
Yep.
Galatians chapter 2. Don't worry about that story. If it didn't make sense, just keep right on moving. We're in verse 16 again. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law, no flesh is justified. Now, let's ask a question. Have you ever wondered why some people go from bound by cigarettes, alcohol, something, go from one day being bound to the next day, not another thing? Have you ever wondered that? Let's ask another question. Do any of you have a testimony of, I once did this and the next day I was free? Now, you don't have to say anything. Please don't expose your dirt. We're not asking for that. The reason why I'm saying this is, you and I got to look at our lives and say, God our Father wants every one of us to be free from anything that's binding us immediately.
Amen.
Been there and done that. Amen, Mary. Watch. How quick does God want you to be free?
Immediately.
Do you have a verse on immediately?
Oh, there's a lot of immediately verses.
Somebody dig up an immediately verse about being free. Just tell the story. Somebody put it in there right out of the Bible. Say, this is an immediately free verse. Why are you saying this, Pastor? Because I want you to think about this thought. If we have bondage in any area, we got to look and say, God wants me free today, yesterday. Amen.
Wow, man.
Yes, God delivered me from chain smoking after 44 years. Praise God. No one thought it could ever happen. My testimony is not finished yet. God is still doing his work. Some days I feel like the devil tries to creep back in. Well, here's why I'm asking you to put this stuff in here. Because I want us to see this. Let's go to Luke chapter 8. Wait, you ready? Get one of your papers. What did Shannon put in? Come on, Shannon. There you go. Let's go to her verse. Luke 13:13. Come on, that's a good one. Wait, let's just say this. I want to make sure we say this for everybody's confidence tonight. It doesn't matter what you might say in your life. Wow, I'm still fighting this. And listen to that lady. She got free. Wait a minute. Tonight, I'm believing God that every one of you get free of anything that's got you bound.
Amen. I stand in agreement.
Say this with me. Whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Not because of what you did, because did anything to be free. Without the blood of Jesus, what are you going to did to get free? Let's read this story. We're going to read 13:10, and we'll go down to 17. Thank God. I like Robert's story when he fell on the ice. Saw his leg go right out.
Yeah.
Prayed in the Holy Ghost. How often should you pray in the Holy Ghost? Every time you need anything to come in a breakthrough, pray in the Holy Spirit. Come on, Kathy. Come on. Somebody shout glory for Kathy in the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. Luke 13:10. He was teaching one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. I got to wait. I got to read. Shannon's over there. Sunday's over there. Hallelujah. Behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. I want you to notice something. God don't care how long you've had the spirit of infirmity in your life. When does he want you free? Say the word immediately.
Immediately.
You, Warren Walsh. Immediately, brother.
And restored.
Restored to health immediately. In the name of Jesus. She was bent over and could in no way rise herself up. 13. He laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. The ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus healed on the Sabbath, and said to the crowd, there are 6 days of which men ought to work, therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day. Somebody need to throw a punch that guy. Right there on the spot. 15. The Lord answered and said, hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it to the water? So if you feed your donkey, shouldn't this lady be able to get free on the Sabbath whom the Satan has bound? Think of it. For 18 years? When he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame. And all the multitude rejoiced of the glorious things that God had done immediately. Somebody say immediately. I like that word so much, I'm going to type it in there. Immediately. Immediately. If you've been delivered from something immediately and you want to talk about it, we've got the testimony page where you can go in and write a testimony in there. And share your testimony. It's a cool one. You know, let's go back to Galatians chapter 2. I want to keep reading there. But I'm going to remind everybody about the testimony of Rebecca and Christine that night when the Holy Spirit spoke the word about the suicide. And Rebecca and Christine were immediately delivered from the power of that trauma that was in their life because of that suicide. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's do this real quick. Everybody just raise your hands for a minute. I feel the anointing of God, the instruction of God coming on me. Ready? Say this. I declare in Jesus' name, all trauma that has come to my life is broken now in the name of Jesus. Keep going. Say, trauma, you have no power in my life. Here comes the Holy Spirit. I am set free by the power of Almighty God. In Jesus' name, now. I can tell. I can tell some of you are truly getting free when we make that statement. And in just a minute, I'm going to go back and grab them verses out of that confession we made the other night, and I'll stick them right in here, and you'll be able to see it again. Don't you love what we do here in this family? If you're new, you might say, Pastor, you guys are just going. Yeah? Yeah, we are. But this is how this family of believers goes every single night. We just kick it. And we've been doing this long enough that to us this is normal.
Yeah.
So if this is a little extreme for you, just jump in. Make sure you got your seatbelt on. Pull down the harness. And then keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times. In the mighty name of Jesus. What is so cool is when I tell the people God used them to free me, they just beam from ear to ear. This one fellow asked me what my favorite flower were. I told him, he said, oh, I'll make sure I get them for you at your funeral if you keep smoking. My grandson was a tremendous help also. Well, I don't know. I think that's a testimony. And you're still with us. So there ain't nobody buying you no flowers at the funeral. And never be afraid to shout and praise the Lord. Amen, Shannon. Amen. Even right here. You guys got a testimony? Put it in. I am in Galatians chapter 2. Don't worry. I've not lost my place. Bless you, hug tree. Verse 17. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Watch this. Verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Look at what it says. Christ lives in me. Say it with me. Christ lives in me.
Christ lives in me.
Say it again. Christ lives in me.
Christ lives in me.
Where is he right now? On the inside. How did he get there? You said, Jesus, I receive you. And he came in. And he washed. And he cleansed. And he purged. And he filled. And he gave you his righteousness. Wait. And he made you his righteousness. All in that first act of being, coming born again. I am crucified. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Watch what this says. And the life which I live by, I now live in the flesh. That's right here. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Watch this. If you can make yourself righteous by something that you do. Then Father caused Jesus to be punished extreme for nothing. I'll say it again. If you can get to Jesus by something that you do, then Father made Jesus suffer a horrible death for no reason. Because the whole reason Jesus suffered and died is to provide us something we could not reach without his grace. That's awesome, John. That's awesome, John. John and John, welcome. It's good to have you with us tonight. Let's grab our next verse. We got a long ways out of that verse, didn't we? We are now going to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's read 4 through 13. I got looked at like I was a crazy thief when I got the spirit all over me in Walmart. I started praising and crying. Come on, Shannon. Wait, Pastor, are you guys really this crazy? No, we're crazy in what we're acting tonight. Why? We cast out demons, heal the sick, and raise the dead in the mighty name of Jesus. Set the captives free. Say this. Limbs grow.
Limbs grow. Amen.
Eyes see.
Eyes see.
Ears hear.
Ears hear.
Dead raise.
Dead raise.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. We ain't crazy. We are God-possessed. Shannon, did you see Dr. Barclay's got a shirt that says that now? He's got a t-shirt that says God-possessed on it. I don't have one bought yet, but I'm fixing to go buy it. I am God-possessed. Here we go. We'll get the link and share it with all y'all because you need one. Mm-hmm. That's just a good statement. God possessed. Yes. Did you see how big that rabbit was?
Yeah. It was a big rabbit.
Mike, did you see that rabbit trail, Mike? You should have seen the size of that rabbit, dude. Are you coming in and chasing it, or am I just keeping going? Here we go, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy. Say it. More than enough.
More than enough.
What does the word rich mean in its rawest form? More than enough.
Yeah.
He's rich in mercy. Because of his great love with which he loved us. 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Pastor, I am on earth. How can I be raised to sit in the heavenly places with Jesus? Anybody have a good verse on that? I do. Look straight up. 1:21. Ephesians 1:21. Which is his body. Whoops, it's 22. Not 21. It's 1:22 and 23. Yeah, you do a good job, Shannon. You raised a good kid, Wilma. No, Wilma just said hallelujah a minute ago. There you go, 22. And he put all things under his feet and gave him, Jesus, to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Say it. I am seated together, Jesus, in heavenly places. It says it right there. In Christ. Verse number 7. I'm back in 2:7. These versatile people that keep up with me, you guys do an amazing job. Every now and then, somebody gets the look from my wife. I just keep checking to see if it's me. Tonight, I think the look is toward Microsoft. Here we go. Verse 6. He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Look at 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Jesus did all of this on the inside of you and me. Why? Because he's showing the riches of his grace. Jesus is using you and me to show the riches of his grace to the whole universe. Every time somebody sees us and they say, how did you get free? And we say, by faith, through grace, I received the righteousness of God. Say it with me. By faith,
through grace,
I receive the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Well, I was letting that soak in a minute. I had to think about what I just said. There it is. Verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Because you know what happens? When man thinks they can have an attitude of, I've done this to be holy. I don't know if you've been around any of them self-righteous people, but they are the meanest snakes you've ever met in your life who think that they've done something in their flesh to make them righteous and that they're holy. They've become very mean people. He calls them a brood of vipers. Sunday Geyser, we love you. God bless you, man. Tell all them grandkids and your daughter, we love her. We call you blessed. By faith, through grace, I receive the righteousness of God. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Now, that's why my title tonight says, because if it's of our works, men will boast. Now, listen to me. I traveled in a quartet and sang from church to church. I was with a group of people who believed that it was all about what you wore. Well, you had to be saved, but it was about what you wore. Not really, but it was sort of about what you wore. Well, matter of fact, it's not about what you wear, but you better wear this. And literally, we stopped by this guy's house to pray for him because he was an old man. No, we stopped by to sing for him because he was an old man and he was a large donor to the organization we were a part of. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Here's what's wrong with it. We had to wear certain clothes to go. Now, I don't have a problem with an outfit. And I don't have a, if you go to the White House, they're going to make you wear something besides your ratty jeans if you're going to be in a formal event, you're going to wear formal clothes. So I don't have a problem with that at all. This is what it was. We couldn't just wear our Dockers and a nice polo shirt. We had to wear a long sleeve shirt that buttoned clear down around the elm, and it didn't have nothing to do with anything except self-righteousness. And from my experience singing in that quartet, every time we went in those churches where they had all of this stuff you had to do in order to be a part of it, it was the driest, coldest, most lifeless service you have ever been in your life. It was it was horrendous.
Really?
We were in one church on a Sunday morning, and beautiful, beautiful building. It kind of had like ornate log kind of ceiling. It was a high ceiling, but it was logs and then pine boards above them. It was just beautiful church. And there was probably, I don't know, 150, 200 people in there. And this was back in the 80s. We got up on that platform, and when you sang, it felt like the words fell out of your mouth and just bumped your chin on the way to the floor. It was the middle of summer, and that building was cold. And it was, the lights were all on. It was dark. It was dreary. Yeah, quenching the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Wilma. That's a good way to say it. Why? Because it was all about their works.
Yeah.
It was all about, that's my seat. Don't sit in it. It's all about, this is what I do on Sunday morning. Do you like my new dress? It's all about, do you like my new hat? Did you see my new Cadillac? Guys, there ain't nothing wrong with a new hat, a new outfit, or a new Cadillac. God wants us to have them all. But when that is where your righteousness is in your works, and you are boasting in it. Listen, you and I are all going to do works for God, because that's what gets us our crown in heaven. But you don't get born again by your works. And as soon as you start bragging on anything you do, you've lost your reward. As soon as you do something in front of a man to be seen by men, you've lost your reward. Somebody help me find that verse, if you will, where it actually says that. You actually receive your reward. I hate to say it, but it sounds a little like when I went to a Catholic mass. Wait, I'll be fair, Kathy. I've been in some really cold Pentecostal churches. I've been in some really cold Catholic churches. I've been in some really cold Methodists and Episcopals and everything else. But I also was in a Catholic church where they had a band, and they were clapping their hands and waving their hands and shouting. I looked around like, wait, I thought I was in a Catholic church here. And I was in a Catholic church. And they were a Catholic church that had begun to experience the freedom by the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, but I like to go in and sit in someone's favorite seat. Anybody that finds that verse I was just talking about, just throw the reference in there. Matthew 6:1, Shannon, Tony comes through again. Everybody says, how's she find them verses so quick?
The thing to...
Go ahead.
Well, just the reward. We should be doing them because they please God and they help bring his kingdom to this earth. And it gives us our jewels and our crowns.
It's a loving challenge. Mary, just look up and say, oh, am I sitting in your seat?
It's so funny.
All right. Matthew 6, 1. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. That's pretty tough. Why? Because you received your reward right then when man saw you. When you do it in front of men to be seen by them. Now, let's say it this way. There's many things you and I are going to do that men are going to see. The tent of meeting is going to be a public event, and people are going to see us doing the tent of meeting. All right? But we're not going there to do it to impress any man. We're going there out of obedience to God.
Yeah.
You're going to show up out of obedience to God. I'm going to show up out of obedience to God. And guess what's going to happen? God's going to move. And he's going to be the one that gets the glory, not you and me. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 1, you do charitable deeds, do not sound the trumpet like the hypocrite do in the synagogues and the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. Amen. Amen. That's a good statement. People may see you, but it's not to make people know us, but for them to know our God that's on the inside of us. Can we get an amen from anybody?
Amen.
I know, amen. Sister Leanne said amen, so everybody else say amen now. She's the boss. I keep moving my coffee cup over here. I got this really nice warmer over there. Where are we at? We're back in Ephesians chapter 2. Watch this. Verse 9. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is one of my most favorite verses of the New Testament. What's that verse? Proverbs 4:28. Don't leave this page. Just let me give you the reference, and I'll quote it, and then we'll read verse 10 again. Proverbs 4:28. The path of the just is as a shining light that grows brighter and brighter to the perfect day. Do you know why it's called a shining light? Look at verse 10. It was prepared beforehand that we should walk in it. So in heaven, it's already history with a big light shining down in your life saying, this is the way, walk in it. Say it. My life is already settled forever in heaven. Woo! Not of works, lest any man should boast. I want you to see this. God planned your whole life before you was born and put it on the inside of you. Say it with me. God planned my whole life.
God planned my whole life.
Before I was born.
Before I was born.
And he's now helping me walk it out. Now, Mary, Pastor Rick said, say that again. All right? Let me say it again. Proverbs 4:28 says, the path of the just is as a shining light that grows brighter and brighter to the perfect day. Now, why does it get brighter and brighter? God had all your days written in a book before you got started. He's got a path already laid out for you to walk in. What you got to do? You got to get yourself in that path and walk in it. Amen, Shannon. I say perfect health by the blood of Jesus to our dear sister, Christine M. Barkley. You foul spirit of infirmity, your days are over. Your power is broken. Get off of our sister now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say with me, all the organs.
All the organs.
All the cells.
All the cells.
All the tissues.
All the tissues.
Functioning together properly.
Functioning together.
For right. Perfect health.
For perfect health.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' mighty name.
As you were, boss.
Amen.
God gives you a prayer to type in for Christine. Even if you're a visitor, type a prayer in there. As long as you're praying God to heal her. We don't want anybody praying, oh, Lord, help her suffer till she comes to her senses. Hey, no, we don't pray that prayer around here. In this gathering of believers, the Holy Spirit is the teacher, not sickness and disease.
Amen.
Amen. Good preaching, Pastor. Even if you have to tell yourself, you're doing a good job. Did he put the sorrow in our life too? No.
No.
No. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. Sorrow is not of God. The Apostle Paul said, sorrow not like those who do not have hope. Well, I got to get these verses finished. It's a long way from done tonight, but I guess we've had a good time in the Word.
We always have a wonderful time in the Word.
Let's keep reading. I'm going to read verse 10 again. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we would walk in them. 11. Therefore, remember, you once were Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision. At that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's what all of us were before we found Jesus. No hope, without God in this world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood. Say it. It's all about blood.
It's all about the blood.
And I thank God for it.
And I thank
in Jesus' mighty name. 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, which is the veil of the temple, and it has been removed, and you and I now have access to go straight to the Father, and we have access straight to the Father by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, and check it out. God's blessing is there in our life every day to help us get there. One more verse. We're going to go Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. We don't go here. Yeah, it's all about the bloodline. And whose bloodline are we in? The blood of Jesus. Titus chapter 3. We're going to read 4 through 8. Say it. It's not of works.
Not of works.
Because man will boast.
Because man will.
It's all by faith through grace. It's all by grace through faith. Titus 3, verse 4. When the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. That's Jesus. Look at verse 5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done. Guys, the sooner we get it, that it's not by works of righteousness that we do, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Say this with me. Jesus poured the Holy Spirit all over us.
Jesus poured the Holy Spirit all over us.
Here's the thing. There's nothing you and I can do except receiving. That having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Now, Titus started out talking about having proper respect for rulers and authorities, and you're supposed to have respect for those authorities. But see, what you and I got to get, what I'm showing you every day right now, you got to receive the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I don't care how much. See, I won't say that word. I deeply care for you. You can't do anything in your power of yourself to defeat the enemy.
Amen.
Jesus has already done everything necessary to defeat the enemy. What you and I got to do is reach out to him and say, Jesus, I receive it. Wait, that you already did all the work for me. I receive it. You ready? Genesis chapter 2. I was done with that last verse, but I got to go one more. This is laid out for us in Genesis chapter 2. One through three. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them are finished. Say, it's done.
It's done.
Two. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had done. Say, it's done. Then God blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, because he rested from all his work which God had created and made. Now watch. We're going back to Genesis 1, 31. God saw everything he had made, and indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the seventh day. What are you showing us, Pastor? God gave Adam and Eve a perfect world already completed. Say it. It's already done.
It's already done.
It's already done. God set up this earth. It was all finished. Adam and Eve were the last part of creation he made. It was already done. There was nothing else for them to do except tend and keep. When Jesus died, God is restoring us back to Eden and to bring that dominion on this earth like we're supposed to be bringing. That's why whenever we see somebody that needs healing, what do? We reach up into heaven and we grab the part of heaven that matches their life, and we bring that part of heaven down here, and then we put it in their life, and we restore that to them that which was out of order from the things of heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. What day did he make the angels? He made the angels before the earth was created. Probably so. Say this with me. It's already done.
It's already done.
And all I got to do is walk in.
All I got to do is walk in.
It's already done. Even Titus, who we don't go here a lot, even Titus says, verse 5, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is the last verse now. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. This will be our last verse. This will be our last verse. You're such a good coffee lady.
Thank you. It's a coveted title, you know.
I'll be glad to share my frosting with you.
You should put your frosting on your lemon bars.
Thank you, Shannon and Rebecca and Wilma and Phyllis and Shannon and Rebecca and Wilma and Thelma and Thelma and Sister Leanne and all of you guys that are blessing and helping us tonight.
I really haven't done anything tonight. These guys have been doing such an awesome job. I've just been sitting back and letting them. This is great.
We have such a wonderful family here, don't we?
We do, and they do an amazing job.
If you're new to us, please come back and enjoy this family. This is the real deal. These people are real. These are the most committed believers you're ever going to meet in your life right here.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Where did I tell you guys to go? Oh, 521. I can see it right there.
Cream cheese frosting.
Cream cheese frosting.
She said cream frosting. You mentioned cream cheese. That's what I do. They're like Shannon's buttercream. She says that's amazing too.
Thank you, Shannon. For those of you that are with us that are new, Sister Shannon just put in all the verses in one post. You can copy and paste those.
Reason.
Right into your notes. No, I gotta read this last verse here. But they got it in there.
Okay.
2 Corinthians 5:21. Look at this. For he made him, God made Jesus, who knew no sin, he'd never sinned, to become the sin sacrifice for us, that we might become or be made the righteousness of God in him. Say this with me. I got it. My answer has finally come. Jesus makes me the righteousness of God. You are almost committed to that statement.
I was reading Wilma's carrot cake.
I caught her right in the middle of your comment about carrot cake, Wilma, and she was doing a really good job of saying it, but I could tell it wasn't going all the way down inside of her soul, so I just challenged it just a little.
I was distracted with carrot cake, okay, and cream cheese frosting.
Just so everybody knows, I'm distracted with carrot cake and cream cheese frosting. Hallelujah. I think Brother Mike would like carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. Say it again. I have been made the righteousness of God. I don't think the majority of the church actually understands that the power of the fact that Jesus literally at the new birth makes you his righteousness. But the only way I'll eat a carrot? Wait. Are you telling me there's actually carrots in carrot cake? Really? We are human beings, for goodness sakes?
Amen. Yes, we are, Rebecca.
I don't know what that means.
We want to eat chocolate.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we want to eat chocolate. Amen.
And carrot cake.
And drink coffee. I got mine with me. Chocolate. Thank you, Jesus. It's right here on the desk. Forget buying a candy bar. Just buy a big old tub of frosting.
Yeah, really.
Does anybody know what verse we're in? 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he, God, our Father, made him, Jesus, to be the sin sacrifice for us, that he would make us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You literally become it. Well, you can't become it unless somebody maketh you it. How else are you going to become it? Chocolate cake.
Okay, you might have just lost us for the night.
For those of you who might be new, every now and then we do get lost in the food and the wonder and the glory of milk and honey. And as a wise shepherd tonight, I showed everybody my frosting, and then off we went into the wonderful zones of frostings and cakes. At least Sister Rebecca found the verse I was trying to deal with.
Did she? Thank you, Rebecca. We were all eating cake in our minds.
Thank God for his strength and his wisdom and his righteousness in our lives. Thank God he did all this work. Guys, really seriously, Jesus did all this work, and all we got to do is reach out and receive it. And then walk with Jesus every day. I'll bet you Jesus loved his cake too. I had a really good joke right there, but I'm going to keep it because I'm not sure whether that's safe. Somebody might throw something at me. Spice cake with vinegar frosting?
Ooh,
Mary?
I'm not sure about that, Mary.
What is that?
Vinegar frosting.
That's like the first time I had sweet onion pie. That sweet onion pie? Woo, Lord. Good stuff. You'll eat a second piece when you eat that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Valdosta, Georgia. Sweet onion pie. I think it was the Sanctified Church of Christ.
Probably if someone told me the name of it before I ate it, I'd try it. But
don't worry. We're really doing something spiritual here tonight. Really, seriously, we are. All right. I'm going to do 21 one more time.
All right. We'll pay attention this time.
For he, God, made him, Jesus, to become sin sacrifice for us, that we might become or be made the righteousness of God. And when Jesus makes you into his righteousness, because you receive him, then guess what? There's, all of a sudden, you don't have any more sin in your life. He totally wipes it all the way. Sister Wilma or somebody. No, it was Donna. Donna. Where are you, Donnie?
Donnie. Yeah, where is she?
Put the words in today. Gone. Yes, my sins are gone.
Oh, yes.
What? He took them all away. He took all the handwriting that was against you away and nailed it to the cross. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. He did it. And then he made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, that's done. Well, it's not done, but that's all we'll preach tonight. We'll come back to this. Make sure, if you didn't get the confession we wrote last night and the night before, there's three confessions there. If you didn't get them, and you'd like us to email them to you, and make sure you send us a message saying, send me those three confessions. One was about sleeping well. Another one was about the 10 things you need to be a good foundation. And the other one was about three nights ago. Hang on.
Oh, my goodness.
What did you say? Sleep peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then it must have been Friday night. Speak to the mountain. No. Saturday night. No. Monday night. Tuesday night. Hey, there was a confession we wrote that was really important, and we hope you got it. We believe, therefore we say it. There it is. Why take ye a thought saying it? Yeah, speak to the mountain. Yeah, there it is. Building your confession in Jesus' mighty name. And we build a really good confession on speaking the word. So we want you to be, make sure you have those. And I sent a message to Alicia today. I will get these things recorded. Mr. Wilma's been helping me on a project. And I'll get these recorded and you'll have them up there where every one of us can get to it. I keep forgetting to send my address. I just got my frosting. I'm weak. I lost the screenshots. Can you send them to me, please? Wow, we got a whole bunch of comments. Let's see.
Yeah, you got two of them.
All right. So, the screenshots, which one, Shannon, of the confessions? Oh, yeah, they are. And for those of you that can stay up late, I'm going to be on live with Dr. Barclay. The Holy Spirit Conference is going right now in San Diego. And I'm actually going to do a watch party if you stay up late. Now, some people go to bed. And we understand that. And as always is the case, you got a life you have to live. So we're on here quite a few hours every day. All right, Shannon, we'll get them sent to you. Put them right in the email to you. Not right yet, though, because I'm having trouble talking and texting at the same time tonight for some reason. All right. But we're going to have a watch party here. It'll probably start in another half an hour or something. And it's usually about time for Dr. Barclay to start preaching. And it's the Holy Spirit Conference. He was really laying it out last night. Man, it was really good. And I talked about it a little bit today at the noon program, but I welcome you to be a part. And I'll post it right here on the community page. And you can be in a watch party with us where we can just all text each other right while he's preaching. And but not disrespectfully, because he might say, hey, stop texting over there. Anyways, what was I trying to say? The confessions.
Oh, yeah.
So if you need those, make sure you send me a message saying, Pastor, I need those confessions, and we'll get them sent over to you. And, you know, that one on the 10 verses, that's a powerful confession.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one that you need in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray right now. Father, thank you. Thank you for salvation's work that was established before the foundations of the earth. Established forever. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. And Lord, we receive the word. I pray for every person that's with us tonight that this revelation gets inside of them. It's not of works, because man can boast about that. But it's because of your great love that you have done these things for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We declare that the revelation knowledge of this word gets down deep inside their life. Thank you, Lord, that your word is alive and well. Thy word is truth, and we seek it. And you promised that you reward those who diligently seek you. You said to him that has revelation, more will be given until he has an abundance. And we want more of you. You said, ask, and it will be given. Seek and we'll find, knock and the door shall be opened. We take your yoke, Lord, because it's light and it's easy. And we learn of you. And we find rest for our spirit, our soul, and our body. We pray this right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I was going to just say I'm finished. But you know what? While I was praying, the Holy Spirit said, have communion again. So? Please tell me about Dr. Barkley. Dr. Barkley is my ordaining elder and has been my pastor for the last 28 years. He's a pastor in the town of Midland, Michigan. He's a mighty man of God. He is a prophet of the Lord, a modern day prophet of the Lord. Yes?
He actually does more traveling now that his base church is in Midland. Basically.
His base church is in Midland. He travels around the nations, around our nation mostly. He has about 700 pastors that are under him. And he has an organization called Righteous Preachers Network. He has a Bible college called Supernatural Ministry Training Institute, a powerful school. They do a TV program and they got all kinds of stuff happening. Good night, Wilma. We love you. You know, we really got to get a good night song to sing to people.
So long, farewell.
We bid you now adieu to you and you and you.
So long.
Go to the next one, love. I can't mention. You got to be Julie Andrews to hit that note. I of which I am not. We love you. Bless you, Wilma. God bless you. Thank you for all you do. Those emails, I'm telling you, man, you're hitting that right on the nail, right on the head with that. Thank you. You're about to see that result come out. Mercy. Look at Mary said mercy. thanks. Would you like another one? We'll sing another one for you, Wilma. Doe, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun. I haven't seen this movie in a long time. A name I call myself, far along the way to run. So a needle pulling thread, fly, a note to follow, so tea, a drink of jam and bread, and that will bring us back to Doe's. Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, that's enough.
How about Edelweiss? Now sing that. I love it when you sing that.
For anybody who is new tonight, don't worry. This is how crazy it is around here, but it's okay because we're all right.
You know, that just reminded me the last time we sang one of those songs, Tim was going to get you knickers in a vest. Oh, my goodness.
Some of you weren't here. Brother Tim Brown, we sang it one night like that. And Brother Tim said, I'm going to get you some of them knickers in a vest made out of a curtain, boy. We'll all dream of Dorothy in the scary.
Wrong movie, Don.
Wait, I don't know nothing about Dorothy and no Scarecrow, because I didn't watch that one at all. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Pastor, how do you go out into communion? Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet, man. This happens all the time around here.
Sometimes we start laughing during communion.
Kathy Angaroni, that night you said, are you guys taking shots?
That was our voted second funniest moment in our first year of community of faith. Christine's Where in the Leg Are You was number one. And Kathy started doing shots with two. So funny.
Oh. And what's crazy is it always happens during communion. Now, let's see. My pastor is Dr. Mark T. Barkley, who is a very accurate Crockett.
Or something. Prophet. Oh, my goodness.
Here we go again. Oh, I love it.
And that was right during communion, too, wasn't it? Or right before?
It was right during communion. Oh, my.
Phyllis, I think you need to call in and sing that to us.
It drew me in. Lord, I was really curious. All right.
Lord, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow, whiter than snow, whiter than snow. Lord, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Yeah.
Do you know that, Rick?
I do know that song, I think. Been a while. Now, the Holy Spirit said to take communion, so I'm going to do it, because we've had several times. Well, as a matter of fact, the night that Sister Kathy came, we had already received communion that night. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, man.
And we received communion again with her that night. Remember that?
Yeah.
We received communion again with you that night, the third time. And we love it. And we do it again.
We do.
You ready? Say this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Bring anybody by right now that needs to receive this blessing. We will be a blessing to them in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body that is broken for you. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. It's all right here, the new covenant. Right here. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you drink, as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes, all of it, from before the foundation of the world until Jesus is at the throne and the new Jerusalem comes down. You proclaim all of God's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. So let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this. What's that? That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. How do you do that? Because as he is, he's perfect in his righteousness. As he is, so are we right now in this world. Verse 18, perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. In Jesus' mighty name. There is no fear in the communion elements. Wicked people should be afraid, but not Christians.
Amen.
Say, I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
No fear here at all. The Father don't want you running from him. The Father wants you running to him. That's one of our greatest messages here. Run to the Father, not away from him. Kathy Angaroni, we really appreciate you being a wonderful blessing to us here. We love you. We love your family. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray the prayer of salvation. Or the prayer of rededication. You pray it with us right now in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in all my life.
I know I need you.
And I want you there.
And I want you there.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
The only door.
The only door.
And I enter in.
And I enter in.
Because I believe in you, Jesus.
Because I believe in you, Jesus.
And I receive you, Jesus.
And I receive you, Jesus.
And the work you did for me.
And the work you did for me.
Right now. Take your hands, make a big pile of sin, dump it out, and say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I don't have any human ability to get rid of it. Now do this. I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Wow, say this. I have been made. The righteousness of God.
The righteousness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly
language. Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
And amen.
that's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the kingdom of God. This is who we are. This is what we look like. You just found the greatest family you could ever belong to right here. It's called the family of God. You have brothers and sisters that cover the whole earth. There's a billion of us. Your father is now the number one father of the whole world.
Amen.
You have been adopted into the family. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin, which you can't beat, to his righteousness. All you had to do is receive it. And you're now part of the family in God. I got 10 verses I want to send you. And a prayer to pray, a confession to make, a profession to make. That'll help you establish your life as a Christian every day. Send me your email address. Say, Pastor, send me those verses, and I'll be glad to ship it out to you. It's been updated about 5 times, and updated again this week. And we want to get to you. That'll help you walk with God. Tell me your story. Give me your testimony. Give us a prayer request. All of the above will be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? Get you some communion elements and receive the communion with us. One lady said the first communion she and her family ever took was right here.
Yeah.
Online. Whole family took it together with me. Isn't that awesome? Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus'
name. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion, you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is on you, Lord.
Is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplied.
Every joint supplied.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ.
In the body of Christ.
In my community.
In my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive the broken body together. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus,
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation
with you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
Even COVID.
Even COVID.
And it can't be on me or my family.
And it cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come over.
I come over.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I, the accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
Is cast down in my life.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glory. Glorious Church.
The Glorious Church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's see the juice together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I always wanted a big family, Rebecca said. Aren't you glad you're a part of the family of God? You want to sing it? I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, join heirs with as we travel this time. I am part of the family. The family of God. You may notice we say brother and sister round here. It's because we're a family and these folks are so dear. When one has a heartache, we all say the prayers.
Amen.
And rejoice in each victory. In this family, a little Southern gospel, but it works. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I'm washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, join air with Jesus as travel this side, for I'm part of the family of God. Now, say, Pastor, that's like an old Southern gospel song. All right, how about this? We are family. I got all my family with me. We are family. Hallelujah. Anybody else got a family song you want to sing? Well, you can't call on Blog Talk Radio, but we're glad you're a part. Father, in the name of Jesus, may we have reached everybody that we're supposed to reach tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Well, I bet you are. Yeah, you are, aren't you, Phyllis?
Phyllis is partial to Southern Gospel, and she does a good job of singing it.
Mm-hmm.
Call you blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, anybody got anything else to say? We had an amazing night tonight. Say it. It's not of works.
It's not of works.
That way nobody can boast.
That way nobody can boast. Amen.
Well, let's just give everybody a big hug.
And anybody going to the watch party, we'll see you there.
Oh, yeah. Anybody going to come to the watch party, you'll see us over there. We'll be there, and there'll be some good preaching. In the mighty name of Jesus. Till we see you again, let's give you our closing verse. Ephesians 3, 18 through 21. That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints. I declare this in Jesus' name. What is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Bless you, Shannon. Love you. Kathy, love you. unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus to all generations, including this one, forever and ever. Amen. We truly love you guys. As we say every time we come here, remember this.
We love you.
We love you. God loves you.
And
Jesus is Lord. Now listen, if you need something, please don't hesitate. Contact us. We are here for you. Velma, God bless you. Phyllis K. Raymond, Rebecca, Kathy Angaroni, Shannon, bless you guys. We love you. All of you on YouTube, we love you guys too. We call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody on Blog Talk Radio, God bless you.